Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, pods, let's get into it.
Well, it's not just pods.
888-957-9570. Why do you hate them?
No, I'm not going to do why. This is just an observation. And the Warriors, as an organization, they get to do something with this going forward. That's it. This fan base, and I'm not going to say, nothing that we say means everybody. Nothing. There are so many different opinions and angles from the fan base. But here's like the quick summation of what we've been through today. We reboot it and let you know that from now until the end of this show, 2+ hours from now, it's just you and let's talk out this Warrior situation. 888-957-9570. Okay? And the question we're asking is, are they doing a good job? From Steve Kerr on up. Because we've separated this into three different sort of topics. There's the micro. No, I would not have taken Pat Spencer out last night, even if the dude was tired, because we were all watching a story, and I wanted to see the end of the movie, and the movie ended before it ended, because you took Pat Spencer out, and that was the movie we were watching. I'm not, like, terribly mad about it, because I just don't have it in my body to get mad about Pat Spencer being taken out of a basketball game, but I was there. I wanted him to stay in. I noticed it right away. I thought to myself, why is he taking Pat Spencer out? But he took Pat Spencer out, and then you followed it up with a pods miss and a pods turnover, and here we go. So that's the micro.
And you're down 7, and it's pretty much over.
Ball game. And the whole time I thought the Thunder were going to win. They're the champs. They're really good at finishing games. They're phenomenal. They're so good. And they shoot well, and they're deep. And they're fast, and they're tall, and they're all the things that the Warriors sometimes aren't. But I still wanted to see the end of that movie. So that's kind of the micro. The macro is, are the Warriors doing a good job? Look, my mind goes to the offseason, and I still don't really understand why they allowed this thing to kind of go the way that it did, which is their offseason got dominated by one person, and they couldn't make any moves until training camp. It got weird and wonky. We had an agent come on the station for like 2.5 hours live from a gym while Jonathan is like performing over his left shoulder. The whole thing is just weird. And the Warriors, they allowed that to dominate their offseason. And could they have gotten into this thing a little bit earlier and maybe gotten someone who's 7 feet tall and could defend the rim? I don't know, but maybe. That's my frustration. So that's sort of the macro. And then there's the what I put in the other category, which is twofold. And it's always about Kuminga and pods. And here for me is the bottom line. Jonathan had some nice moments last night. He had more not nice moments. Whatever. It's a Tuesday. It's not a big deal. But his agent tweeting about it from the stands, what the hell are we doing out there in the middle of the fourth quarter? As if Jonathan is the linchpin to the whole fourth, which was not the case because the Warriors were playing well and the linchpin people last night were Pat Spencer and Seth Curry. So his agent is out there contributing to continued toxicity in this relationship. And then meantime, here comes Brandon Pajemski, who has had a nice night. He played well. He was their leading scorer along with Pat Spencer at 17 points. And they stick him in the game, and they pull Pat, and Brandon has two bad possessions, and here we are again. And my observation is, I don't really even care what the reason. I don't care why anymore. Here's the observation. This fan base doesn't really like Pods. And it's kind of a problem. It's a problem for the Warriors. Like, your favorite NBA team is not built for you to not like them. But that's where we are, because he's got floppy hair, and he thinks he's better than he is, and he does odd things on the court sometimes, and he represents something that a lot of fans resent, because he represents, oh, you get to play through your bad decisions while XYZ and my favorite players over there are watching you play. That's it.
I'm trying to think about the comp, and the first one I thought about was Patrick Bailey, where, you know, Patrick Bailey, you get to play even though you hit 210, and boy, you're a good defender, and you can throw people out, and you can frame better than anyone, so you get to play 130 games because you're that guy, even though we're going to bat you eighth, you're going to bat you ninth, and you have the one or two great moments a year, but by and large, you are a net negative as far as fans are concerned. And I was thinking about the 49er comp, and it might be Colton McKivitz, where everyone thinks that Colton McKivitz is this turnstile. And we talked yesterday to John Feliciano, and if you look at McKivitz as he grades out at PFF and as he's considered around the league, he's a good right tackle. He's not elite. He's not Trent Williams, but to me, he's a guy that fans think about worse than the team actually does. And that's kind of where I'm looking at this, Mark,
because
Warriors look at Pods in a way far and above what the fans think about him.
Although, I guess, isn't the comp on the 49ers, it's way too big, I guess, for a perfect comp, but the comp is Purdy. It's Purdy.
It is, but like,
Kyle loves him. They paid him $53 million, and the world's looking at him like, that little guy? The little 6 foot guy who can't see over the line? You gave him $53 million?
Sure. I guess that's a fair one, because if you look at Pods last year, I think in totality of the year, and plus minus for me is only useful when you look at an entire year.
I agree.
And he was plus 265 or plus 270. He was among the best plus minus people in the association. And I just looked this up as far as the Warriors lineups. Last year, in the three-man combos, which Steve Kerr loves, three of the top seven lineups last year involved Pods. And this year, three of the top seven lineups involve Pods.
Interesting.
So when you look at combos and like how the team plays with three of the five guys on the floor, Brandon Pajemski is a part of at least half of them year over year.
I'm so glad you said what you just said about plus minus. Don't do it on a night-to-night basis. Have you looked? Do you already know? Three Warriors last night were in the plus.
Yeah.
Do you know who they were?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I looked at it.
I was going to say, I'd give you $1,000 if you could pick, just those of you who watched the game, who are the three names that would come to mind? They were in the plus last night.
Well, Pat Spencer.
Nope.
Seth Curry.
Nope.
And probably Draymond Green.
Nope. Actually, he was the worst. He had the worst plus minus of the whole team.
Right. I mean, you would think Pat Spencer, because boy, Pat cooked. And as I woke up this morning, I listened to the roast and I listened to Steiny and Goo. I had to go back and look, because in my mind, Pat was amazing. But for everything that Pat did great, it felt like Oklahoma City came down and scored on the other end.
Yep.
And they actually did.
Kind of. Although
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pat Spencer.
There you go. Hi, Pat. 925 texted in and said, Will Richard. Nope. I just keep saying nope. You would, that's why I'd offer $1,000.
What's up, Bay Area? It's Will Richard.
Nope, not you. You, the people who were in the
Bay
plus
Area.
One,
this is Quentin Post.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Dibs, I like your stat reading.
Like the
Dub Nation. It's Quentin Post.
Thank you.
The people who got positive plus minus last night also got pulled and yelled at on the bench.
Bay Area is Jonathan Kuminga.
Hello, Jonathan. Yep, you were one of them. Quentin Post, you were another one. And lastly,
Pride of Arkansas.
Do you have
Bay
it?
Area is Moses Moody.
There he is. Hey, Moses, get over here and sit down. Yeah, he was in the plus.
Yep.
So don't do it on a night-to-night basis because it tells you nothing.
The one thing about plus-minus that I have kind of hung my hat on is plus-minus relative to what the team did. I think that has power. For example, if you lose by 12 and you are better than a minus 12, then you were a net positive on that night. So, like, Pat Spencer was a minus 5. The team was a minus 12, so for me, you were slightly better than what the overall team was.
I don't even do that. Like, if you, by that definition, there were only two bad Warriors all night, and they were Draymond and Jimmy.
Right. And if you,
that's it.
It's interesting you say that because Jimmy went to the locker room and didn't come back.
Right.
And Draymond got his fifth foul early in the third quarter, and he sat. And while he sat, and Jimmy was in the locker room, and Steph was in the suite. That's when the Warriors went on the run.
Yeah, but I mean, Draymond was 5 of 11. He hit 3 3-pointers, 13 points, 9 boards, 4 assists. He did have a few turnovers, as he always does. He had a block. He was the worst on the whole team. So I don't think there's a lot of accuracies when you do it on a night-to-night basis.
Agreed, which is why I do think about pods, and you look at last year and the whole year, he was one of the most positive players in the association. And even, you know, this year so far, he has been not as good as last year, but he's still a plus 7 overall on the year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.